No, I had never, if I understand you right, I had never...
Flour.
I've got flour, and all of it's made out of wheat.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you'd call wheat flour.
Well, just flour.
Flour, yeah. It's just so many different names of flour you can buy, you know.
What was made out of flour and baked up in loaves?
Like bread.
Uh-huh. Would you ever make anything else out of flour?
No, I don't never. I never seen my wife do that. Make rolls.
Yeah.
I never
make rolls?
No.
Good stuff, man. What? Would she ever make make up a pan or something? Pan of what?
She'd make a pan of dough, you would call it. It felt like when she was making a biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
She'd make a biscuit. She got a way of making it up, and she pinch off so much of it and roll it up and make a biscuit and put them biscuits in the pan, set them in the stove and bake them. And I used to eat 10, 12 of them at a time. They don't mean a great big biscuit, you know.
Yeah. What did she make it rise with?
Well, she had so much baking powder. Some call it yeast powder, some call it baking powder.
Yeah.
And she put so much of that in it.
Did you use that to make your beer, or when people made beer?
No, I never did use that.
Yeast?
Oh, yeah. Now, yeast and yeast powder is two different things. Yeah, yeast and yeast powder, what you cook with, is two different yeasts.
Baking powder.
Baking powder. What we cook with, that's what you call it. Some of them call it yeast powder. But the yeast you made that beer with, this would come in a kind of a cake-like.
Mm-hmm.
It's mighty sour. And you put that in your... That's more than what makes that beer, that yeast you get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes that beer. You got so much water, that yeast, and cap it and let it sour for long, you know, and then cap it.
When you went to the mill and got your corn ground, you'd have it ground up real fine, or would you ever get it coarse?
I'd get it fine. You never see no mill ground?
Never. Never been to a grist mill in my life.
Ain't ever seen none of the mill would come from the grist mill?
Yeah.
I can say I have that and that now. I go to the mill now.
Really?
And have my bread now.
Is there a grist mill here?
Yes, yeah, a grist mill going up that, you got up that Plant Road tomorrow, that Liberty Road tomorrow, about 2 miles or a little bit out of Clinton to the right, to the left, going up that road. You see a little block building right side of the road. That man got a electric grist mill right there. He's grinding corn the other side of it. That's where I go get mine. And I think it's now another grist mill in here, if I know anything about it, but then.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down and have my corn ground all the time. And he makes a mighty good meal, and he give it to you. However you tell him you want it cold, he give it to you cold. You want it fine, he give it to you fine. Because he's a mighty good meal man. You know, I'll have to tell him how to fix it. He knows how it ought to be fixed.
Do you grow any different types of corn?
Different type.
A corn.
You mean grind?
Do you grow any different types of corn?
Well, the last 2 years I don't. I used to grow two or three different kinds of corn, but I got to the place that I just use this yellow shoe pig and white shoe pig. It's all a shoe pig, but a different color. My white shoe pig, all have red cobs. And it's a mighty good corn. But the big, I like the yellow the best. It makes better to me, make more.
Now that meal would be, what did you make with that meal, cornmeal?
What would I make out of it?
Yeah.
I make cornbread out of it.
You ever eat anything else, boil it up in just in water, hot water?
No, she just put that bread in a pan,